This is WGNS Action Line. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we have guests from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. We have Dustin Cox and Sam Truby, both SROs here in Rutherford County. How are y'all this morning?
Doing good. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. I guess last time you were on the air, you had the upcoming Toots fundraiser for the Shop of the Sheriff.
Yes, sir. Shop of the Sheriff.
How did all that go?
I mean, it went great. We had that Toots event that all the SROs went to, all three Toots in Murfreesboro, and asked the community for help. You know, when you're there, you're like, oh my gosh, where's everybody at? Is it too cold for these families to come out? But at the end of the night, it was one of our best events we've had with raising money from the community. So it was a good night.
Do you have a goal going into that night as to how much, you know, you aim to raise?
Our goal usually is enough money to take a certain amount of kids shopping for Christmas. You know, since I've taken this over, my goal is to pre-plan. So the money that was raised, that takes me for the next 2 years that I have enough money if something happens that we're not stopped, we're not slowed down, we could still do this for the next 2 years.
And how many kids were you able to actually put together for this event? How many kids did you take shopping?
I want to say when it's all said and done, because I'm taking some kids shopping today that couldn't make it, so I'm going personally to take them today. But I want to say it's like 38 to 40 kids that, you know, had the opportunity to take shopping for Christmas.
And the kids that are chosen for this, you choose them through the help of the school, the guidance counselor, is that who mainly helps you?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll discuss a little bit. I'll let Truby discuss on how he chose his student. But what we do is we get with the SROs. Their job is to get with the guidance counselors to try to find a student that is in need. And there's a process we go through. We try to make sure that that student's family doesn't have other support for like another Christmas tree at church. We try not to select kids who are getting like two or three different helps, assistance from other anybody else. So once the student is chosen by the SRO and the guidance counselor, the SRO's job is to contact the parent, make them sign paperwork, give them the time, and that's how the process starts.
And what grades are the kids in?
K through 5, which this year I think we were able to do a few middle schoolers. Yeah. Just because we were very blessed at the fundraiser itself. So we were able to add a couple middle schoolers to it. Yeah, K through 5. Most of them, I would say there's actually a good balance between all grade levels as well. Like it's not heavy on kindergarten, it's not heavy on fifth grade. It's just that perfect balance.
And what kind of reaction do the kids have? I mean, what are they shopping for whenever you take them to the store?
Anything they want. And of course that goes back to whenever you look at your kindergarten first, second, most of them are staying in the toy section. They're staying in the Barbies or RC cars. Nerf guns were huge this year. We saw a lot of Nerf guns. And then your third through fifth are more geared towards what kind of video games can I get. We saw a bicycle roll out. It's just whatever their heart's desire in that moment.
Are you ever surprised by some of them picking out gifts for family members?
Oh yeah, we let them to a point, but there's some kids who want to spend their money on their whole family, and it's like you didn't get anything for yourself really, so we gotta kind of control that a little bit.
Have you been taken back? I mean, I could see where that would be, I mean, that'd be touching for sure.
Oh yeah, but well, it's always whenever somebody has nothing and they're still willing to have nothing to give others something, that's huge on your heart.
What kind of reaction do you get out of those who work at the store?
Actually, I think last year there was a lady, and the same lady was like, I made sure I was here this year just because they enjoy seeing the excitement on the kids' faces as well.
Of course, you guys do this every year. Do you pick some of the same kids the next year? I mean, does that ever occur?
We try not to, but in some instances, we do. I mean, there's always that situation that still has a need for help, and you see them, you see the parent, you see the grandparent, you see them trying, and if you're willing to try, we're willing to help.
Yeah. What is the living arrangement for some of the students that you've helped over the years? I mean, what have you seen firsthand, and what are the parents or the person who's raising the child, what are they like?
I mean, most of them, that's a hard question because we've never been to their home. And so a lot of them that we see just on the outside surface is parents who are just struggling in the economy that we have. And then we have grandparents who are raising their grandchildren, and they're supposed to be retired, so they're needing a little bit of support as well.
Throughout Rutherford County, I've been surprised to see some of the living arrangements that some kids have. I've seen where some kids live in hotels, and it's a family of four living in one motel room, and maybe the mom has cancer, and nobody is able to work because the dad's there taking care of the mom. Those are the things that happen here that people, I think, don't realize.
Yeah, we actually had a situation last year where we had an SRO realize that one of his students and I don't want to quote this, but either their father was living in a hotel, one of those weekly hotels. And we talked to the kid, and that SRO took money out of his own bank account and paid for a month of that hotel call so they could have somewhere to stay. And then the SRO division, we stepped in and got them things they needed and went and talked to the hotel management and extended that and helped whatever we can. So we see that throughout the whole year. So yeah, that's something that we look at with these students, not just at Christmas time, but every year we try to save some of this money because we do know families can't afford food for summers when there's no school, because some of these families rely on schools because they don't have the funds to put food on the table during the summer. So we get notified. I know I've delivered food over the summer the last 3-4 years. I've had to go pick up groceries and deliver it to houses over the summers the last 2-3 years. So we get that every year. My phone rings when I'm supposed to be enjoying my summer break, but it's something that it's a calling that we do. There's not one SRO that won't go out of his way to help a student that's in need.
The cost of those weekly motels, I think a lot of people would be surprised, but it's more expensive than most home mortgages. What they're paying at those hotels, I mean, you're looking at over $1,700 a month for some of them, and you're talking about a rundown room.
Yeah, it's not ideal. You know, we always tell the parents, like, good for you. You're trying.
Yeah.
You keep trying. We all hit a stop sign.
I think a lot of them get in a cycle because when you're paying, you know, $1,700-$1,800 a month and there's no room to save money, set money aside, to put a down payment on a house, to put a first month's rent of a regular apartment, there's just no room for it.
Yeah, there's not. Even these nice apartments are more than some of these house notes.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, yeah.
I've really been surprised to see how much the cost of living has gone up. I mean, when you look at apartment prices, house prices, I mean, it's very surprising. I mean, over $2,500 a month for some apartments.
Yeah, that's right. $2,500 a month for an apartment right now here in Rutherford County. So it's getting, so these families that can't afford it, so they go to an unsafe area just so they can afford it. And it's unsafe. So we try to do whatever we can. You know, the sheriff's department and the SRO division, we try to find these students, patrol, they'll pull over a kid that's walking down the road, they contact us. So we all work together as a division and as a department, and you know, we get information on a daily basis about students and families who need help.
And I guess it's the same type of situation in some of the more rural areas. You've got rundown trailers that people are renting out for, you know, over $1,000 a month with holes in the floor. But that's not unheard of.
No, it's not. I think it's just that this county is growing so much. And every time you look around, there's a new building being built. There's more neighborhoods. And in there, the cost of these houses in these new neighborhoods are jumping up to $500,000, $400,000 for a small house. And it's unaffordable. I mean, these parents can't afford it half the time as they're working, making minimum wage, trying to make ends meet. So it's tough. It's tough. But, you know, we try to encourage. And I look back and look at my kids and goes, man, you should be grateful because there's people out here that don't have half the stuff that you have. So it's a lesson, but we're here to help anybody we can.
Do you still have a lot of kids who go home to an empty household where mom or dad, they're working 2 or 3 jobs to make ends meet, and they're literally going home every single night, no food on the table, no dinner, and that's just it?
I'm sure it's out there.
I mean, again, a lot of the kids keep it to themselves, and really good on the school counselors and stuff like that, who reach out and say, hey, this doesn't look right. But then you have the teachers who also are doing the same thing, who get the resources, who do the digging with the school counselors. And that's how we're allowed to get involved. That's how the other support systems that we have can get involved and make sure that at least food bags are going home every week. And that's another way where the community helps us with food bags and stuff like that.
And let me add there before you move on, but here's what I want to add there with that question, because my mind went somewhere else, is, you know, people don't understand is when you see your SRO, parents, students, it's a good thank you goes a long way with these SROs, because you talk about not being at home and eating with your kids, and you'd be surprised on how many SROs are missing their own family time. You know, we got SROs working 3-4 jobs to put food on our tables, to pay for our things. So we're taking time away from our families and our kids and our dinner time so we can help everybody else. So I want to make sure that gets out, is we see it because we're doing it. You know, just because we're SROs and we've got a stable job, we're still working 70 hours a week. I mean, SROs are working until 9 o'clock at night. So when we have when we go home to our families and the dinner table is empty without their dad or their mom because they're working to help other families, it's a good discussion to have with your children, but it hurts inside knowing that your kids are noticing it, especially when they're small, going, dad, you haven't been at dinner in 3 days. So it does sting a little bit knowing that your family's missing out on time with you that you should be there. But in the long run, they're going to see that we did that for people who couldn't.
For an SRO who works at a middle school, a high school, what time do they usually get there in the morning, and then what time do they leave in the afternoon?
I'll tell you this. I know, and I'm not going to say the SRO, but I know I supervise someone at high school, and SROs at high schools, they're getting there about 7:45, 7:30-ish in the morning. And I used to be in high school in SRO, and there'd be nights I didn't get home, 3 nights a week. I didn't get home until 10 o'clock at night.
Because of like basketball games?
Yeah, comp time. There's things going on at school, plays and basketball games and football games, and you know, you have your
parent conferences,
and then we find extra jobs to make a little extra money for our families. I know, not being in school, I'm working about 65 hours a week still today, and I'm sure Truby works more than that because he works so hard, and I do. Yeah, I mean, even in elementary school, sometimes we don't get home 3-4 days a week until 9-10 o'clock at night. By the time your kid's asleep, and you missed the whole day without talking to your kids, how was school? So we all do it. So elementary, high school, they're always working.
Or are there certain events at schools that are more stressful than others? I mean, like the athletic events versus a parent-teacher conference.
Yeah, I mean,
it depends on the game.
It depends. Usually games, basketball games. We had a bunch of them last night. It went by smoothly. You know, you still got some parents and kids that come in and act a little silly, but it's no difference in having a parent-teacher conference and mom and dad are upset that their kid is not doing well, and then they're blaming the teacher, they're blaming the school. They get a little hostile, and so I don't think it's any different. I think it's just these parents are getting frustrated with they don't afraid to tell the kid maybe you should straighten up, so they're putting blame on students, or they're not getting the whole story, or you can blame the school. Maybe that student's not acting right, but the parents ain't aware. So it goes both ways. I mean, there's some parents out there that get aggravated at sporting events, at parent-teacher conferences, at plays. Why my kid's singing? My kid's better than that kid. It's just a lot. It's all the time.
It does seem like these days, parents, some of them don't get on to their kids like maybe what I would have seen when I was in school. And I don't understand that. I mean, I don't know. Is there a fear that the parent has of their child? Or is it because of things like divorce rate being so high? I mean, that one parent's afraid to say anything because the other parent would get mad. I mean, what is the reasoning behind some of this?
I mean, if I had the answer to that, I'd be a millionaire.
You'd start classes.
I would. I don't know, because I know being in schools for the last 20 years, been in the SRO division the last 19, 20 years. There's things that I see kids and parents do that I know good and well. If I did that, I would want the school to punish me because I don't want to go home.
Yeah.
And that's not saying anything negative about my parents, because both my mom and dad are awesome people and they do everything for us. But I know good and well I ain't doing that because I know exactly what's going to happen when I get home, hear that belt pop. But it's the world, life has changed since where we live in now. We don't, it's not the same it was back in the 90s and 80s.
But you also didn't have parents back in the, like, back in those times having to work as hard as some of these parents are. When you start adding money stresses, you start adding this, that, and then everything else that they're doing. Not giving parents crutches, but they don't, that's one less thing they're trying to deal with. And that should be the biggest thing that we're working on, is raising the next generation. So that I feel like there's give and take on both sides. And a lot of people are holding steadfast to the, I'm not going to punish you like I was punished. And you realized you actually turned out to be a good human. So why? It wasn't such a bad thing.
I feel like in this day and time that no matter what job you have, people are expected to work more hours, and they're expected to work more hours even in their off time. I mean, they're given a company cell phone and they're told to answer it, you know, after 5 o'clock at night. I need you to answer this if a client calls. But I feel like that's happening more and more, and therefore you have parents working more hours, and when you add it up, it's for less money.
Yeah, and then what's that add up to? It adds up to stress.
Yeah.
And when, it don't matter if you're a child or an adult, when you stress out to a point, sometimes you snap. And you yell and you say things maybe you normally don't say, and you're saying it because out of frustration, and then these parents break down because these parents are trying, and they, I'm trying my hardest and I'm still not. So it, yeah, it's a lot of it's stress on these parents trying to do the best they can, and I've said this, you know, 4 or 5 times, but that's why we're here. We're here to try to help these parents. If you're struggling, you need help. Man, that's why the SROs are there. The SROs are there for safety of your children in the school, but they're there to help and guide and, you know, be a guidance counselor to these kids and talk to these kids and also talk to the parents. And I've had numerous parents walk into school and says, I need help. Talk to me. Yeah, you're not a student here, but guess what? We're going to talk and we're going to get you through it, because getting you through it makes your children better, and it makes you a better person, and it makes me feel good. So let's chit-chat. Let's get it off your chest.
Are there classes available, counseling available, that you can point them in the direction of as well if they ask you for help with that?
I don't know if any off the top of my head. I know we have a bunch of resources we can send them to. There's a bunch of resources here in Rutherford County that if parents call me and say, hey, I need help, and I sit back and go, I can't really do much, but let me get your number, let me call my people. Let's see if I can get you the resources to get you the help, and we will. We'll get you those resources for you to call, and you can get assistance from there. Yes, there's opportunities around.
And there is another school resource officer fundraising event coming up, and I believe a pickleball match as well. And what is all that for, and what's that called?
So the pickleball tournament is taking place of the cornhole tournament we did last year, just because we're trying to get more. Or my idea behind it is trying to get more of the juveniles, the students, just to come and be a part of a fundraiser, to understand what fundraising is, and to be in their community. The pickleball tournament is going to be January 17th, and all funds from this tournament are going to back to school clothes shopping. We're starting at the high school level, and then we'll go down to the middle school just to make sure that they're not being left out, because elementary students do shop with the sheriff. Christmas time, we try to make sure that everybody's being taken care of on all levels.
Do you have some kids who, I mean, you can tell their clothes just don't fit them, they were hand-me-downs, or they've been wearing the same clothes year after year?
Oh, yeah, you can. I mean, that's going to be on every, from kindergarten to fifth grade, or from kindergarten to 12th grade, you're going to see that everywhere. And we just try to start at the top and work our way down as easily and as fast as we can. It would be amazing for 1 year if we made enough money to be able to take a kid from every school, or to get a family from every school to take care of, because most of the time when you're working with one kid in that situation, there's not just one kid in that home. So we want to make sure that everybody's being taken care of, but we also have to have the funds to do it, and putting on this tournament is the, or fundraiser slash tournament is the way that we're going to try to do it this year. It's a brand new, I've done a lot of research on pickleball.
Pickleball expert now.
Wouldn't say expert, but I'd say that you always want to make sure you understand what you're getting into. Cornhole was the event last year, and we made sure that we, or I made sure he already understood what cornhole was, but I was like, if I'm going to do the event, I can at least make sure I know the point system. Like,
if somebody listening wants to help out, and maybe they don't want to be known, they want to be as anonymous as possible, but they want to write a check or donate in order to make sure more kids this year are able to be helped with new clothes than ever before or whatnot. How can they do that?
So they can email me at strubee, that's T-R-U-B-E-E, at rcsotn.org, or they can even call me, text me at 615-203-4862, and I can meet them anywhere. I can meet them in Rutherford County.
No dark alleys or...
Yeah, no. My sergeant, he doesn't mind doing it. We can make it happen if you're willing to do it. Or you could even come up to the sheriff's office, SRO division, come up to the sheriff's office and ask for the SROs, and they're going to send Sergeant Cox up there to receive whatever you have.
And again, that fundraiser, that tournament is coming up. What is the date again?
That's going to be January 17th. I think it's the third Saturday in January. And it's going to be at Borough Pickleball. So it is an indoor pickleball courts. We've been there a couple times just to adventure around and make sure everything's going to be perfect. These fundraisers, we start them normally 3 to 5 months in advance. So we just try to make sure the planning and everything that we're doing is perfect, because although we're getting money for the students, we also want to make sure that the people who are donating the money and playing in these tournaments are getting the best experience that they can as well.
And let me add a couple of things to his, and just some people who are listening and who's going to find out about this. So this pickleball tournament, we're doing a adult league, adult tournament, and a juvenile tournament. So if you're listening, you're not going to be playing. If you're a 15-year-old kid at Smyrna High School, you're not going to be playing against a 45-year-old professional pickleball player. So we've got it set up. Well, there's two different tournaments. It's a juvenile tournament, and it's co-ed. So, you know, we're trying to encourage these high school kids to get your friends together, come out, because when you donate your money to enter the tournament, you're seeing that you're maybe spending $25 a person, but guess what? That $25 is helping somebody else who can't afford the jacket that you're wearing there. They can get that jacket the next year. So there's two different tournaments. There's a juvenile tournament and an adult tournament.
The juvenile tournament will be from 8 to noon, so 8 a.m. to noon. And then the adult tournament's going to be from 1 to 5. And, of course, we'll probably go over a little bit on both. And a hometown pickleball, which is actually 3 hours away, they donated the prizes. So they've donated paddles, racquetball paddles, or sorry, pickleball paddles, to the event. And so those are going to be nicer prizes this year.
Are you ever surprised, or do people ever donate larger sums of money, like for the Shop of the Sheriff program? Do they ever donate large sums of money and they say, you know, I don't want anybody to know this came from me, and you know, I want X amount of dollars to be given to this year. Do things like that happen?
Truby, why don't you explain, that kind of helps that question, is one of the sponsorships we got for the pickleball tournament that they said that their child was helped back when their child was in school.
Yeah, that was the one of the guys that is helping us fundraise. He went and picked up a check, and the lady was like, I wish I could have done this sooner, because her kid was helped when he was in his younger years, whenever she was struggling, and now she's successful and she's wanting to give back to the community and the program that she was a part of.
So to answer that question, yes, we do get large donations, but again, let me reiterate this, is everything that we do within the SRO division, these community events, from what's Shop of the Sheriff golf tournament to raise money for the special needs kids or this pickleball tournament, we cannot do any of this without the community's help. And I say that is because you put yourself in that situation where when you take a kid shopping for this event and you walk in to Kohl's, or in years past we used to do it at Dillard's, and a kid walks out wearing his suit that he bought with his money because he didn't have a suit to go to church. He didn't have a suit when he made the football team at a high school. He didn't have a suit to dress up on Friday football games. And when he walks out of that and you see that child, that male juvenile walk out with tears down his eyes and says, now I have me a suit I can wear on Fridays for game day. Think about that and realize that that's what it's about. It's about giving back to these kids who can't afford those things. And we take donations up to $20, up to all, as much as you can give. So I told my kids and I told their friends, look, it's not giving $100 is going to make anything, but if everybody gives $20 and you picked 1,000 people out of your school and 1,000 people picked $20, do the quick math.
Yeah.
Know how many people that you can help with anything, whether it's the special needs kids, whether it's the elementary shop, the sheriff, whether it's the back to school shopping. It is giving back to these kids. So $20 doesn't seem a lot, but when 1,000 people do it, add that up, and that tells you how important this is.
For things like businesses, is it a tax deductible donation whenever they do donate for one
Absolutely.
Of these?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. We run all of our fundraisers through our alumni association, which is a 501c3, which is a tax donation. So yes, a lot of businesses, they wait until, hey, call me in January because we've already allocated all this money through the year of 2025. Or there's some that call us and go, hey, we've hold this just for your programs. So come by and get this big check because we haven't spent any of it because we want to give back to the students. So, yes, we are tax-free. We run off of 501c3 that our alumni association, Libby, runs. And she does a great job and she helps us all the time. So we do all this. So, yeah, businesses that need a tax write-off that have to hit their allotted amount of money to spend on giving back, yeah, we do date those too.
And then just like the cost of living, the cost of houses, I mean, cost of clothes and shoes, all of that's gone up a lot.
Yeah, it has.
We have guests from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office with us this morning. We have, again, Dustin Cox and Sam Truby.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna.
This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant. We will buy gift cards and just kind of have them on hand. They're amazing gifts to give to teachers. If you want to give a gift at your workout groups, you know, you have a personal trainer, family members. It's great to give gifts for 16, 17, 18 years old who are just now beginning to date and they need to be able to have some place to take someone on a date to. Gift cards are always the easiest gift. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City inviting you to come do business with our family. While you're Christmas shopping, we know you won't forget your pets, but don't forget the pet lovers on your Christmas list. Do you have a particularly hard to shop for person on your Christmas list? If so, a gift for their pet is always a welcome treat. Stop in at Animal City and let our 35 years of experience help you pick just the perfect thing. Animal City is at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
The Action Line at WGNSradio.com.
We're talking about different things happening within the Rutherford County schools with the SROs, the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, SRO Division. And again, you've got another fundraiser coming up, and that's focused on buying clothing for kids who may not be able to afford clothes for school.
Yes, that's going to be, and that event will be held after the tournament will be held at Kohl's. But first, we have to get everybody registered for the pickleball tournament. If you are an adult or a juvenile who wants to participate in this event, you can go to the Sheriff's Department's page. They have the pickleball registration on there. It's a sign-up genius. And all I need is like one person's name, and then there will be a link in the description of the actual sign-up genius where you can go to prepay just so we can save your spot. The school system also has put it on their website as well, and the description's in the link there as well. Or you can call me. Again, call me, email me. I've gotten a few emails that are, hey, can you just send me the direct link? I don't want to go and find it. I'm more than willing to send you the direct link. Borough Pickleball has two posters there with QR codes where that take you directly to it. And again, I'm more than willing just to send it to you if you need it. If you're willing to be involved, I'm willing to put the footwork in to get you there.
So to add on that real quick, we'll make sure we leave a flyer here at WGNS, and we could put it, if Scott could put it up on there. Also, what we was talking about, the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department, if you're listening and you want to register, you just go to the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Our PIO, she puts it out on the Facebook page. There's a QR code on there that you can scan to pay for your team and register there. There's going to be poster boards. I know we put some poster boards up at some churches on Wednesday nights. Starting when we get back to school in January, we're going to start putting poster boards up in the schools. We're going to start putting them out in the community. So if you don't get out in the community and you don't see a poster board, the easiest way to do it is get on the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department Facebook page and scroll down and try to find the pickleball page, and then you can register there. That's the easiest way to register. So you don't have to send a check in. You don't have to meet up with the SRO. You can pay on a QR code.
Well, I'm sure we're also going to repost it very soon. So it'll be refreshed to the top of the page to make it easier for whomever is trying to find it.
And then again, if somebody, they don't want to play or anything like that, they just want to make a donation, they can do that as well. But how do they go about doing that?
They can reach out to myself, and I'll leave you my phone number, I'll leave you my email, and hey, I'll even leave you his email and phone number as well.
Yeah, they can also, too, is a lot of times that these SROs are in school, and I have a lot going on, you know, checking these schools out, collecting money for this stuff. But even if you get on the Facebook page, the Rutherford County Facebook page, and you post a message that I would like to help, Lisa, our PO, she will definitely read those. And when she sees something that somebody wants to help, she will definitely reach out to me and I can get in contact with you. So there's plenty of avenues that you can. You can even mail a check to the Sheriff's Department and put SRO Division Pickleball Tournament on the envelope. When it gets there, they do reach out to us and we'll get it. And sometimes it takes a little longer to mail stuff out, as we all aware, but there's plenty of ways that you can help. The easiest way is to get on Facebook page, reach out, or just mail a check. Or you can reach out to SRO Truby, and we'll be more than glad to help whatever we can.
Sounds good. Again, with us this morning, Dustin Cox and Sam Truby talking about the school resource officer program and fundraisers that are coming up, or rather a fundraiser coming up. And again, how you can help out, and just visit the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office Facebook page for up-to-date information. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Scott. You have a Merry Christmas, brother, and have a good holiday break, okay?
You too. Local news coming your way next.